Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today I've invited author Dr. Daniel Benor to the program to tell us a little about his new self-healing health book, 7 Minutes to Natural Pain Relief. Dr. Benor is an MD and a holistic psychiatrist working as a psychotherapist. He developed the amazing new WE method for natural pain relief. Dr. Benor has taught a holistic spectrum of methods internationally for 25 years, helping people heal their body, emotions, mind, relationships, and spirit. He has authored 7 books and many articles on holistic healing and has appeared internationally on radio and TV. Dr. Benor is founding diplomat of the American Board of Holistic Medicine, and for many years he's been on the advisory boards of holistic journals and the advisory council of the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychotherapy. He is editor of the International Journal of Health and Caring online, and that can be found at www.ijhc.org. And you can find out more about Dr. Benor at holistichealingresearch.com. And his new book, 7 Minutes to Natural Pain Relief, you can find out more about that at paintap.com. So I have got Dr. Benor here today on the line. Welcome to Inside Scoop Live, Dr. Benor.
Thank you very much, Juanita. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, great. Yes, it's a pleasure for me as well. I want to congratulate you on this new book. You've got some really fantastic endorsements, Larry Dossey, Bernie Siegel. I mean, that's great.
It's a long journey that I've been on, and along the way I've made some good friends. It's been a journey where I've needed de-stressing techniques for myself as much as I've needed them for my clients, because I started out when psychiatry was all psychotherapy, and over the years it's turned out to be all medication, which is not what I signed on to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was wondering how long you had been developing this protocol that you're talking about in this new book. I imagine it was a long process.
It's been about 10 years developing this, starting with eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is quite a mouthful. So people call it EMDR for short, which is a right and left stimulation of the body while a person focuses on an issue they'd like to feel better about. And that method was really helpful to me, but of limited use to my clients because it could only be used in the therapist's office. It can produce heavy emotional outpourings. So it's recommended that people don't use it at home because they could re-traumatize themselves. So it was good in my office, but I only had limited time with people once a month as a psychiatrist. So then I discovered emotional freedom technique, which is a series of acupressure points on the face, on the body, on the arms and hands, where you tap as you say an affirmation. And this is safe to use at home, so I thought people would use it more. But it turns out that it's such a long series of pressure points to use that when people most need it, when they're frustrated or anxious or worried or in serious pain, they get flustered and they can't remember the procedure. So again, they weren't using it. And I finally figured out that it's possible to bring the two of these together using various elements from each of them, and that's what I call WE.
That's amazing. So what does WE actually stand for?
For normal people, everyday people, it's whole, health, easily, and effectively. And for the techies, for the people who are into the psychotherapy side of it, it's the holistic, with a W, hybrid of EMDR and EFT.
Okay, that's great. Now
I
go ahead.
I was just going to mention, I spell holistic with a W because I want to indicate that I'm helping people heal on every level of their being, which is something that has given WE enormous powerful effect.
I was wondering about that, actually, because usually we see holistic spelt with an H, and you spell it with a W. But that makes a lot of sense, because you are dealing with the whole person, and it's not just the physical.
Yes, and I find that as I'm working with people, I'll ask them what their spiritual beliefs and practices are.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are pretty comfortable saying, I feel I'm one with the universe or one with nature, or I know that God loves me, or something of that sort. When they bring that into the affirmation that we use with we, it makes the affirmation ever so much more powerful. So this is another way that we can be helpful to people in releasing their pain. It deepens the effects when you connect with your higher sense, your higher power.
That's really interesting that the two work together like that to make such a dynamic shift in people.
Well, I think it seems amazing when we come from the perspective that we're used to in our society. We're used to having the doctor treat the body, and perhaps a counselor treats social issues or relational issues, and a psychotherapist might treat internal stresses or distress or grief or depression. But we brings all of it together in one package.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're a doctor, and you're very much a pioneer in the field of energy psychology. Tell us what pain means to you.
Well, pain is a very, very complex experience. It can start with something physical, like an injury or surgery or arthritis or even cancer, but then we often get stressed about it or anxious about it or just a little worried about it. The worry makes us uptight, and the uptightness makes the pain worse. So often we get tied up in knots, starting with a physical pain and then making it worse because of our emotions, our worries, getting us all uptight. Another way into pain is through the emotions, because if a person has a tension headache, for example, or if a person has a backache or a stomach ache, and these can happen when we get our guts in an uproar, or if we're clenching our jaws from tension and really wanting to say something to someone but not daring to say it, then the jaw muscles, which attach to the temples of the skull, go into spasm.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a headache not because of the muscles being a problem, but because of the tension that we put into the muscles being a problem. So pain can start from either end, either from the body or from the mind and the emotion. And that's, again, why we is so, so helpful, because it addresses all of those levels. I can help someone who's been through surgery or who's broken a bone or had a bad bruise or accident, and they clearly have a physical pain, I can help them to let go of a lot of the pain using this technique, which is just a tapping of the right and the left side of the body back and forth while saying an affirmation like, even though I have this pain, I still love and accept myself wholly and completely. Many people are utterly surprised that within moments the pain is decreased when they do this.
That is so powerful. Now, for the affirmations, is that something that the person would come up with themselves, or do you have some formatted affirmations that you use and just revise as needed?
The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
People ask a lot of these sorts of questions, Juanita, just like you're asking, and I've found that it's really best to individualize the formula to a person's preferences. So that, like I had a teenager who said, oh yeah, Dad, I'm going to say I love myself in front of my friends. Sure. And I said, well, what's a good feeling that you've had lately? What's an experience where you really felt great? And he said, last Saturday at the rock concert, oh, was I blissed out? And I said, hold on a minute, blissed out on what?
Yeah.
He said, no, it wasn't, I wasn't using. I was just really going with the music. So I asked him, could he remember that good feeling? He said, yes. And so that became his positive feeling that he used. He said, even though I'm scared of taking these exams, and I get headaches from being worried about it, I still remember the wonderful feeling I had at the rock concert, and it worked just as well as any other affirmation.
Mm-hmm. And that worked for him.
Yeah, and to my surprise, I sort of thought that the positive memory or the positive feeling would be like a battery,
mm-hmm.
and that if we kept using it, it might get run down, but it just doesn't do that. The positive always cancels the negative.
Isn't that something? You know, something like this where you can have pain decrease so quickly and so easily, I imagine that, you know, being in this field of holistic health, you're probably coming up against a lot of negativity from the traditional medical field.
Well, before they can even be negative, most of them don't even believe it. And then people who are going through it are incredulous. They just find it hard to believe that a pain that they may have had for years has, within minutes, started to clear up.
Mm-hmm.
So for everyone, it's outside the range of their usual experience, and it takes some demonstrating and experiencing and checking it out to see that it really works.
Now, how are you explaining readers how to do this technique in your book? Do you have pictures? How did you work that out in your book?
I describe it in detail, and it's such a simple process of just going either with your fingers or, you know, to your eyebrows across the bridge of your nose, and so you'll tap on the right and the left back and forth, or you might tap with your feet on the floor right and left back and forth. It's such a simple procedure, I can explain it over the phone to 10 people in a conference call and help them to learn it in an hour. When I have practitioners who are learning it, they'll come for a good 2 days of thorough training where they learn how to deal with what we call resistances, and that's where the intensity of the pain doesn't want to go down for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go into all the fine nuances and fine, you know, meta techniques where you have an issue around letting go of pain, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like maybe I deserve to be punished is something that a person believes. Or maybe I've had this pain for so long that it's probably never going to leave. So sometimes they have to let go of the belief about the pain,
mm-hmm.
before they can let go of the pain. And these sorts of complexities are what we teach in 2 days.
In your workshops.
Yeah, for the practitioners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I tell people when they come to these workshops, I mean, I'll do a 1 hour or a day-long workshop or anything in between for people who are in pain. I'll tell them to look at each other at the beginning of the workshop, because at the end of the workshop, they're going to look 5 years younger.
Is that right?
And I had a woman, when I told her this, she said, could I come twice?
Yeah, right. That's so funny. It's interesting the way, you know, just dealing with something like a pain, like, say, a backache or something, you know, that you wouldn't necessarily think there are deeper and deeper layers to it. I mean, this kind of work potentially has the capacity for major transformation in people.
Juanita, you're really perceptive. Many people are just focused on the symptom of the pain. They really just want to not be suffering anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can see, I give you a lot of credit for that, letting go of the pain can also be changing one's whole lifestyle. It can be changing one's whole belief system. It can be changing one's sense of who we are in the world, where we feel when we have pain oftentimes that we're out of control, that we're disempowered, that we can't do things that we like to do. And this gives you back your power. It gives you control over your life. It's also really good if you still need medicine, because many people just stop taking their pain medicines when the pain clears up. But if you still need medicines, like if you're on chemotherapy or other medicines, we can also help decrease the side effects of those medicines.
Really?
And so someone on chemotherapy doesn't have to have nausea or vomiting or other side effects, and their quality of life can be much, much better.
That is incredibly exciting information. I mean, for people with really extreme illness like that to have a little bit of relief for some of their symptoms. I mean, that's amazing.
It really is, and it's so satisfying to be able to help people that way. But even more than that, Juanita, the little-known fact is that medications kill 100,000 people every year in America, even when the medications are properly used.
Yes. That's a staggering statistic.
Yeah, and that's every year, and it's just in America.
Yeah.
So if we think of people needing less medicine, I think it's also giving them a better chance that they're not going to have one of these horrible effects of the medication.
Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds to me like we're at a point where the average person is having to completely reevaluate the way that they're looking at pain, and that pain and discomfort really is a choice.
You're so wise again.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Established in 1998, Rebecca's Reads is a book review and publicity service serving a large reading audience as well as a wide community of authors, publishers, publicists, and buyers and sellers. They offer reviews of recently published books as well as chapter readings, teasers, and videos to help you decide what book you would like to read next. Their insightful author interviews take connecting reader and author one step further, and if you decide you would like to purchase a book, an easy-to-navigate link will allow you to purchase the book immediately online. For the authors, publicists, and publishers, Rebecca's Reads has a variety of publicity services to help them market their books to their reading audience. Their services are budget-friendly and effective. For buyers and sellers, they have a monthly list of current reviews in the Book Review Index for easy browsing, as they know your time is precious and efficiency is the priority. Be sure to visit RebeccasReads.com and browse around their new space. Whatever your literary need, this user-friendly website may be just what you're looking for. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Just to remind you, I'm talking today with Dr. Daniel Benor. His new book, 7 Minutes to Natural Pain Relief, is out now, and you can find out more about it through Dr. Benor's website, holistichealingresearch.com, and that's with a W.
Pain may have a physical basis where there's a piece of the pain that isn't a choice, and it's actually not really wise to let go of all of your pain if you've had surgery or an injury, because the pain is there to remind you to be gentle with that part of the body. But the suffering part of the pain is something that we can let go of, for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So tell us a little more about the tapping and how you have discovered which points to tap for the optimum effectiveness for your technique.
Well, I used to think that the eyebrow point right on either side of the nose, the end of the eyebrow there, would be the best point because it's also an acupressure point that helps to release. But then I discovered that it's really the right and the left stimulation of the body that seems to make the difference.
And this is where the eye movement, is that where that came in with the EMDR?
Yeah, that's how it started.
Yeah.
The person who originated this, Francine Shapiro, discovered that if you move your eyes from right to left, back and forth, then you have a lessening of the intensity of your feelings, whatever they are, that you'd like to feel better about. But some people would get a little dizzy or a little nauseous or even have vertigo when they move their eyes that way. And so gradually people discovered that it's possible to do it by stimulating the body by tapping on either side of the body. And so it doesn't really matter where you tap, as long as it's a right and a left stimulation. And it's actually, as best I can understand, when we tap the right and left side of the body, then the left and right side of the brain are getting stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what makes the difference.
Now, I've heard that kind of a therapy where you're accessing both the left and right sides of the brain, that you were actually opening up new neural pathways while you're doing that as well.
It's quite probable that happens, but I haven't had any opportunity yet to research that. That's a fairly expensive kind of thing. At the moment, we're exploring the use of Wii for test anxiety in university students and in grade school students.
Okay. And how is that going?
With the university students, we only had 5 students, and we were still able to get significant results because the effects were so outstanding. With the elementary school students, we're going to do a much bigger study with almost 400 students, and we hope to get more fine details on how this works. And I'm so excited about that because if we can teach younger people to let go of pain, to let go of fear and worry, we'll have people growing up not carrying a burden of old fears and hurts and angers. So I think we'll have a society that's a lot clearer of negativity.
Mm-hmm. Boy, we need that.
I believe.
Yes. I was actually wondering, that was something I was hoping that we would touch on in this interview, whether you have worked with children and the Wii method. It sounds like they would be very receptive to this kind of work. They're so open already.
The way I say it when it is, they don't have barnacles on their problems.
Yeah.
And, yes, they let go very quickly. Even children who've had the most severe, horrible traumas can let go within minutes, where an adult might take weeks to do it.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that this works so quickly?
I believe it works quickly because we are able, when we're ready to let go of pain, just to let go. I've had people who come to me after decades of many different kinds of treatments, taking heavy medications for pain, and I've asked them just to talk with their pain, just to ask their pain if there's any message that their body wants to give them about their life. And when people just talk with their pain, oftentimes the intensity decreases without their even starting to tap yet. So what it tells me is that the mind and the body are much more intimately connected than we've been led to believe. So if people just invite their body to relax, invite their mind to focus on the pain and listen to what their body is saying about their life, it might be something as simple as, you just need to relax a little bit more. You're all wound up. You're all uptight. You never sit still. Or it might have to do with something from the past where they were wounded emotionally in the past. And the physical pain is like a red flag that's just begging them to pay attention to something that they're carrying inside that they could let go of and then feel better about themselves.
Mm-hmm. That they might not even know is underneath that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But all they have to do is talk to the pain, and their inner self then reveals what it is that's wanting to come into their consciousness.
Incredible. Where do you think meditation comes in this process? Do you suggest meditation?
I find that meditation is a slower way to get to the same place. But for some people, it's a very gentle way. For some people, it's a way of connecting with their higher self more strongly. So whatever way works for a person is the best way for them. I'm not saying we is the only way by any means.
Do you have a special technique in your book or anything that would apply to just living in this modern world that we do, where there is, there's a lot of fear being propagated these days, and you just have to turn the TV on for 30 seconds and, your blood pressure is going up. Is there any techniques that you have in your book or that you would suggest that people could do just to calm themselves down and lower their general stress levels?
Absolutely, Juanita. And the example you give is an excellent one. My first suggestion is to either not turn on the TV.
Right. I like that the best.
Or to turn it to channels that have, good news. Or to just know that if you feel stressed for any reason, you can use Wii. Wii doesn't just work for physical pain. It works for emotional pain. It works for worry. It works for fears, phobias. I've had people who are afraid of snakes or spiders or heights or flying, and they've been able to let go of those fears within minutes. And so if something from the TV or something from life is bothersome or frightening, within minutes a person can let go of it.
That's incredible. We all need to know how to do this.
Well, I just hope that it catches on.
Yeah.
And that this interview can reach a lot of people who will be interested to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually so simple. I've taught children, and they've gone home and taught their brothers and sisters and friends and other people. So it's something that can be passed on, and I hope that it'll snowball into people really being able to be less stressed, more friendly, more easy. And I think when we're less stressed, we're less prey to people who would manipulate us in one way or another.
Mm.
I think politicians like to do that. They like to raise the fear level, and then they promise us they're going to handle whatever it is they've frightened us about.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can let go of some of our fears, maybe we can use our own wisdom.
See a little more clearly. That's a very good point. Dr. Benor, why do you think we are seeing such a momentum and opening in the field of holistic health? It is really bridging the physical with the spiritual. I mean, quantum physics at this point is just exploding. Do you have any thoughts as to why we're seeing so much of this information coming out right now?
I think that the information comes out when we're in a space that we need it. It's like a person rises to the occasion many times and surpasses their own expectations
mm-hmm.
when they're challenged and when there's a real need. I think our planet has an enormous need right now for people to wake up to the fact that we are a very important part of this planet. And this planet is a very important part of us. So if we're polluting, we're hurting not something outside ourselves, we're hurting ourselves. If the planet is part of ourselves, then we just wouldn't think of hurting ourselves, and we shouldn't think of hurting the planet.
Mm.
So I think the consciousness is waking up to this in many people, because if we don't wake up this way, literally, we're going to be toast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This global heating is going to just get out of hand. We don't know the tipping point beyond which the heating is going to be irreversible.
Yes. It seems like it would be close. I mean, things have been moving so quickly, so rapidly over the last few years.
Well, if we don't move rapidly, we may not be in time to stop it.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very exciting time to be alive right now.
It is, Juanita.
Mm-hmm.
As much as it's stressful, as much as it could be frightening, I think the important thing is to do our best to make it better in some way.
Mm.
Make it better for ourselves, make it better for other people.
And I imagine in that, we first have to make it better for ourselves and individually heal, and then that energy basically goes out towards the planet. It goes out to our community, the people around us.
Well, when we're in pain, we end up being constricted. We don't have the energy. We're restricted in how much we can do or how much even we can move around.
Mm-hmm.
So letting go of our pains is certainly a first step, as you note. And then if we're in a space where we're feeling better, we have energy to help other people more. My experience is I feel better when I help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gives me really deep satisfaction and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that with the we, people will teach each other, and feeling better and having a sense of a connection with something beyond themselves, they'll also feel a greater and easier opening into connecting with the planet.
This is deep healing work, very deep. Now, I understand you are doing some workshops. You're going to be on the road up in Canada, and then I think you're going to Europe. Is that right?
I do workshops wherever I'm invited. I was just in Milwaukee at a meeting of the Healing Touch International group. I was in Vermont and New Hampshire recently for the Holistic Nurses annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be in Calgary in the end of this month, in the end of September. I'll be in Iceland and then in England giving workshops on Wii.
On Wii.
Yeah.
That's amazing. People are obviously really responding to this technique. I mean, this is cutting-edge information you're putting out there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's so easily available, too, because I've started to do telephone workshops where I teach 10 people at a time to let go of their pain,
mm-hmm.
to learn how to use Wii on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had people call from all over the States and Canada, and I even had a woman call me from Ireland.
Wow.
And it was 2 a.m. for her,
mm-hmm.
and she was chuckling and saying, you know, this is the easiest conference I've ever attended.
So you're doing teleseminars as well then?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Oh, gotta love the internet.
Well, it's just so easy for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so we can find out more then, Dr. Benor, about your book, your workshops through both of your websites, holistichealingresearch.com and paintap.com?
Exactly. And remembering that Holistic Healing Research starts with a W.
Right. Right. Well, I am just so happy that you came on the program today. We learned a lot from you. I know I did. I'm sure our listeners did as well. I just want to thank you again for dropping by today.
And thank you very much, Juanita, for having me.
Yes. Dr. Benor, did you want to share any final thoughts with our listeners?
I would encourage people to also use their intuition more. One of the aspects of we is connecting with the inner knowing of what's right for us to make us feel better. That inner knowing is like a compass that takes us to the truth and takes us to healing ourselves and each other.
Mm, that's beautiful. Thank you for those final thoughts.
Thank you, Juanita.
All right. You take care, Dr. Benor. All right, listeners, I am sure you've enjoyed this interview today. If you are looking for natural and effective approaches to pain management, please do check out Dr. Daniel Benor's new book, 7 Minutes to Natural Pain Release, We for Tapping Your Pain Away. And like we talked about in this interview, I mean, this book goes far beyond just pain management. So do check it out. And his websites also are loaded with information. Those two sites again are holistichealingresearch.com and holistic with a W and paintap.com. So I want to thank you once again for listening to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.